This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Welcome to A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin. Today's mini episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Take your business or brand to the next level by building a beautiful website at squarespace.com. Enter offer code HAPPIER at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase. People often talk about the problems and the challenges of trying to be creative. And I think about that all the time myself, how to stay creative, how to stay fresh. And it reminds me of a story that I once read in Arthur Koestler's book, The Act of Creation. So apparently an art dealer had bought a canvas that was signed Picasso, and he went all the way to Cannes to ask Picasso, you know, is this genuine or is it a fake? So he walks in, Picasso's working in his studio, and Picasso looks at the canvas and says, it's a fake. And then a few months later, the dealer brought another canvas that was also signed by Picasso, and Picasso looked at it in a single glance. He said, it's a fake. And the dealer said, but Picasso, it so happens that I saw you with my own eyes working on this very picture several years ago. And Picasso shrugs and says, I often paint fakes. And I think about this because I know that feeling, that feeling that even though something's original and that I, you know, typed it out myself, it feels repetitive or imitative or just some kind of perfunctory variation on a theme. It's derivative of myself. I think about that with the podcast. I think about that when I'm writing on my blog, when I'm writing my books. And I ask myself, am I reimagining things? Am I giving them a fresh spirit? Am I breaking through the familiar to do something new? Or am I just painting my own fakes? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.